This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, it's the Zach Gelb Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We get you set for the Combine and then eventually the NFL Draft, and we'll welcome in the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year from Michigan, now getting ready for the Combine next week, and that's Devin Bush, and we'll find out in a few months where he'll be playing football to start his NFL career, and he's kind enough to join us right now on CBS Sports Radio. Devin, it's Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate a few minutes, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming on. So this is a hardworking but really exciting time in your life, and some of it you can control, some of it you can't control. Ever since you announced that you were going to forego your senior season and not return to Michigan, take me through what this process has been like getting ready for the NFL draft.
Yeah, it's been a long process, and ever since I declared, you know, it's just been a lot of thinking and a lot of things up in the air and stuff like that. But leading into the combine, you know, it's just been a lot of hard work put in, you know, a lot of phone calls and, you know, a lot of time to think and reflect on, you know, what I could get better at and what areas I need to work on, you know, to get ready for this combine. And also, you know, your dreams coming true. So kind of getting mesmerized by that. And you know, you got to take into account that look how far you made it and look how much farther you got to go.
When you reflect on it right now and you set those goals, what are the things that you feel really comfortable about with your game, and what are the things that you think you need to work on?
Yeah, I mean, as an all-around player, as an all-around football player, I think I'm very comfortable with who I am and how I play the game. I can always get better in specific areas of my position, just being a vocal leader and, probably playing a pass better or having a better pass rush and having better pass rush moves, tackling better, having more TFLs, taking more shots. You know, it's just small stuff you can get better at. And, I think, you know, once you get to that next level, you have a lot of time to really, you know, dial in on things because, you know, that's your job.
This process is such a bizarre one because you have so many people putting you underneath the microscope and saying they love this about your game. Then they come up with some things that are legit that you need to improve on, but then some things that don't make any sense. Do you pay attention to the outside noise? Because you know what it's like. You're young right now. You're on social media. Is it tough to sometimes ignore all that when there's so much talk about you individually?
Yeah, I mean, you see it. You see it here and there. But, I mean, once you know who you are as a player and as a person, and you know what you bring to the table, you know what type of player you are, all that small talk, you know, really doesn't really matter because, you know, you got your peers' respect, you got your coach's respect, and also you got respect of you know, these NFL scouts that are calling you and speaking to you. So, you know, people that want to put whatever they want on social media, anything about you, you know, their opinions, it doesn't matter. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants a voice. You know, you just let them voice their opinion and you move on.
Devin Bush here with us, Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Take us through the end of your career at Michigan, because this was a team that a lot of people were really confident in. A lot of people thought this was going to finally be the year that they break the curse and snap the streak against Ohio State. Then you had the unfortunate injury and missed the bowl game. Take us through how this season ended, because for the most part, Michigan was a real positive story, but had a little bit of a sour note at the end.
Yeah, I mean, towards the end of the season, you know, it didn't go as planned, as you can see. And, you know, it was kind of hard to deal with that. You know, we had so much momentum and so much going for ourselves. And we had a great group of guys and, you know, a great coaching staff. And, you know, just things just didn't pan out how we expected. And that was a tough part, you know, to overcome as a team. And, you know, kind of just go through it and you stay positive. You know, you won a lot of games that season. You know, you had a hell of a season, and, you know, you just create memories with those guys and those coaching staff and that team you play with. So that's probably the biggest thing you can take away from you know, just the end of the season is how much you came and how much you've been doubted. You know, we were doubted in the early stages of the season, and to be able to do what we did, you know, I mean, really meant a lot to the team.
Obviously, when you feel like you're ready to play in the National Football League, you should go and earn your money. But was that a tough decision to leave Michigan with one more year left?
Yeah, it definitely was. It was a hard decision. It took me about a month to really know what I wanted. And, it was a lot of back and forth and a lot of talks and a lot of tugging and pulling. But, eventually you got to come to a decision, and you got to make a decision was best for you and best for your family.
Now, you missed the bowl game because of the injury. I know you weren't medically cleared to play. How are you feeling right now from a health standpoint?
I'm feeling great. The hips out the way. Dealing with some other soft tissue issues, and got them cleaned up. So I'm feeling real healthy right now.
If you were healthy for that bowl game, do you think you would have played?
Oh yeah, I'd have definitely played.
Why would that be important to you?
Just to play one more game. With those group of seniors and that coaching staff, and it just would have been a memory to create another game to win.
Michigan's one of those iconic programs, as we're talking to Devin Bush right now, Zach Gelb show on CBS Sports Radio. When you take a look back, how do you describe being a Wolverine and playing football there for a few years?
That was probably the best 3 years, 3.5 years I spent, as a football player, as a person, as a student. I got a lot of relationships, at the university. I got a lot of people that I care about at the university. And I met a lot of great people at that university, so I got a lot of love for that school, and I got a lot of memories of that school.
When you take a look back at the memories, is there one or two that really stands out about your time at Michigan, some that you put right at the top?
It's just I think the biggest memories would just be, in the locker room. Just being with those guys and being with my recruiting class and being with the guys I gel with. It was always fun. It was always a good time with them, no matter what was going through, good, hard, bad, sad. Everything was always a good time around them.
What makes Jim Harbaugh, in your opinion, a good college coach? What is it like to play for him?
Coach Harbaugh, he's a great coach. He's a great guy, too. He really, really teaches the game, and he really understands the game. He wants nothing but the best for his players, so he holds you to a high standard, and he holds you accountable for anything, everything that you do, which makes you become a man because you've got responsibilities, and he teaches you that. And I think that's the biggest part that translates to his coaching is, he holds you accountable for what you do. He doesn't let you slack off, and he wants you to play at your full potential and get to your full potential, no matter what you got to go through.
Talking to Devin Bush right now on CBS Sports Radio. An interesting part of this process is you get asked 1,000 questions in this NFL Combine interview rooms. I've talked to a lot of players, and there's always a bunch of bizarre questions. How do you try to prepare for the questions part of it? Because sometimes they ask you to do like a staring contest. They come up with things that no one even knows what they're talking about, and they just try to gauge what your reactions are.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just the stay composed. Don't let words move you or make your face contort some way that makes you look like you're being defensive or something's bothering you. You just got to keep cool and be calm, and whatever they ask you, answer it truthfully and stand on your answer.
Now, they bring up every single thing possible. They're going to bring up the Michigan State game where you're kicking the turf before the game started. What would you tell them about that? Because that was a real intense competitive moment for you.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. That's what I kind of say. It just speaks for itself. It was just a rivalry game. A lot of emotions was put into that game, and we lost the year before, so obviously we were looking for a win, some revenge, and, they come out and they see us warming up, and they do the act they do, and, it's a rivalry, so things get heated. You want to win. You want to make a statement, and that's what that was.
Was that you just getting into your zone?
That was me just being me. my love for the game. That was just pure emotion.
What do you like off the field? Tell me, Devin Bush, the person, not just the football player.
The person, very, very kind of like standoffish. The people that I'm just meeting, but if you know me, I'm very obnoxious. I like to be loud, and I like to just have fun. I like to chill, listen to music, play the game. Go eat anything. I don't do too much, but I'm pretty chill person.
What do you do away from football to have fun, though? I know you say not too much, but what are some hobbies?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. It doesn't really matter. I mean, I go fishing, or I I don't know anything. I go fishing, play a game, or just go out, hang out with a friend, go to the mall. So anything, you know, it doesn't matter. God, just go with the flow.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
The biggest fish I ever caught was a mahi dolphin.
Did you eat it?
Yeah, we definitely ate it.
How'd it taste? How'd it taste?
It was fine. Like, it was fishy. Now I get seasick. So that was my last time on a boat like that.
Tough hobby, you know, trying to be good at it if you get seasick from fishing.
I'd rather stand up on the side of, like, make it fun.
So no cruises for you? You're not a big cruise guy, I'm assuming.
I could do a cruise. I've done a cruise before. I can get seasick. But, like, when the actual boat, when it started rocking, I can't handle it.
On the way out with Devin Bush, he gets ready for the combine and the NFL draft. How valuable of a resource is your dad since he's played in the NFL for you right now?
He's the book of all answers, you know, in my eyes. You know, any advice I need, you know, I'm 10 times out of 10, he probably experienced it, been through it, or knows somebody who's been through it. So, you know, any questions or concerns, or I'm feeling some type of way and I need somebody to vent to or talk to, you know, he's always there. So, you know, he's very reliable.
And you know he has the best interest for you, and he looks out for you the best, but Dad did go to Florida State. You went to Michigan. Were there some intense feelings on that decision in the Bush household? How did the decision go down?
They kind of just – my mom wanted me to go to Florida State. So she wanted me to go to school with my sister. So, you know, that was kind of like, you know, a little push there. But my mom and my dad kind of stayed out the way. He he didn't really know how I was getting recruited. You know, he kind of just stood off to the side and, you know, chime in here and there. But he ultimately let me make decisions. That was best for me.
Last one for Devin Bush. Let's pretend I'm an NFL GM, and I ask you, Devin, why should I draft you? Why should I believe in you? What's your response?
Look at the film. I'm a true leader. I love the game. I love to win. I come from the game. I got a father that played in the National Football League. I got an uncle that played in the Canadian League. I just always been around the game, and I just love football. And, you know, I die about football. So that's the kind of guy you want. So pull the trigger.
Is this kind of surreal for you? An unreal feeling a little bit, because this is something you dreamed about all your life, and you're not that far away from getting into the National Football League.
It's definitely like, it ain't hit me yet. I don't think it really hit me yet for what's really about to happen. I think probably draft day will definitely be one of the moments where it sets in and, you know, I really know that I'm going to become a professional football player.
Well, hey, good luck. We appreciate the time and good health to you, and we'll be rooting for you. Thank you so much for giving us a few minutes, Devin.
Appreciate you for having me. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.